I'm Wes with your Linux headlines on January 27th, 2020. Linus Torvalds has released version 5.5 of the Linux kernel. The release sees the mainlining of support for the Raspberry Pi 4, overclocking options for AMD's Navi GPUs, and the addition of temperature monitoring for NVMe drives. Two new features that will likely be welcomed by quite different sections of the Linux community are a driver for Logitech's G15 gaming keyboard, and Wacom voice support for more recent Chromebooks. Many kernel internals have also seen some attention, with improvements to eBPF tracing and the KUnit unit testing framework being particularly noteworthy. And, as ever, a deblobbed version of the new kernel has been released by the GNU project. Two different projects have recently landed new point releases with changes worth knowing about. The first is Solus, which, with version 4.1, has now released a build based on KDE's Plasma desktop, which sits alongside its existing Budgie, GNOME, and Mate editions. All of the new editions feature refreshed kernel and software stacks, and Solus has also adopted Z-standard compression for its SquashFS images, which will lead to a much faster installation experience for its users. The SQLite project has also introduced a fairly major change with a minor release, with version 3.31 bringing generated columns to the popular embedded database platform. The implementation supports both stored columns, where a value is generated on row writes, and also virtual columns, which are only computed on database row reads. The Qt company is making changes that could see open source users become beta testers for its commercial customers. The company is removing access to the long-term support version of Qt from open source users and relegating them to an enforced point release upgrade cycle, with backported bug fixes only available to paying customers. In addition, the company will also be requiring all users who download binaries from its website, rather than using their own distribution's package manager, to register for an online account. The changes announced today are already seeing a lot of pushback from developers on the project's mailing list, and we'll let you know if the company rethinks its position. And finally, last week we reported that Psyonix was abandoning official support for Rocket League on Linux and macOS. Since then, the company has explained the technical reason behind its decision and also offered refunds to affected customers. Chris and Joe dug into the details on the latest Linux Action news, so check out episode 142 for more on this story. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/89.